Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Chapel Hill High still has one basketball team going to the regional semifinals in Fayetteville. This is Archansky with the Wednesday Sports Notebook. Kudos to another great season for the Chapel Hill High School boys, who after losing star Denzel Ingram, took the team approach to advance just as far this season before losing to old nemesis Oxford Webb and UNC recruit Isaiah Hicks. Todd Morgan's team had 10 seniors, and for most of their games, their sum was better than their individual parts. The Tigers finished with a fine 24-5 record, their third straight year with 20-plus wins. The Chapel Hill team to watch now is Sherry Norris's girls powerhouse, which has absolutely pounded opponents on the way to a 28-1 record. Listen to these stats. On the season, the Lady Tigers have outscored their opponents 1,994 points to 830. Are you kidding me? Chapel Hill has beaten teams by scores of 67-19, 72-25, 95-22, 55-16, 68-15, 73-19, 83-10, 88-13, 101-27, and 87-8. How do you spell blowout? How in the heck did they lose a game to Northern Nash of Rocky Mount by 9 points? Obviously an off night. Coach Norris needs a new trophy case for all the championships and coaching honors she's received in basketball and volleyball. She's Chapel Hill's answer to a Polish coach named Krzyzewski and a Bulgarian volleyball coach named Stoichev, both considered the best in the world at their sports. And though Norris has been coaching for decades, she has absolutely no reason to think about retiring. She has a young team led by 6'2 junior Catherine Romaine, who averages 11.5 points and 7 rebounds. Junior Jamela Smith, who at 5'6 scores 12 a game with 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 steals. The third leading scorer is sophomore Rosie Farrington, who averages 10.5. And get this, freshman Autumn West knocks in 8 per game. How do you spell dynasty? I feel sorry for Thursday night's opponent, Northern Guilford, whose crosstown rival, Southern Guilford, only lost to Chapel Hill by 26 last Friday in the third round of the state playoffs. I saw the game, and I swear Chapel Hill barely scored in the fourth quarter. So who's going to beat the Lady Tigers on the way to the 3A state championship? How do you spell nobody? This is Archansky. See ya.